This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Then we got the final part of the latest episode, which is where things finally got into motion.
Yeah.
You know, I just realised that because there's only about, how many? Seven episodes, I think.
Yeah, only seven this season.
Which means we're almost at the halfway point, kind of, for this next episode, which means that things are really going to start moving along, I think.
It's good.
Yeah, and as things are heating up in the show, things are also heating up outside of the show with some massive news breaking this week. We thought this was hilarious.
This is the greatest headline you will see. So, for people that don't watch the show, there's a character called Hot Pie.
Not exactly the most memorable character, but I think he's kind of cemented. he's a character who in the show hasn't had a lot of screen time, but I think he's gone outside of the show to try and boost his popularity a little bit.
So, in the show, he is a baker, and he is with one of the protagonists, Aya Stark. And he made a comeback, sort of. He had a hiatus, and they brought him back on the screen. And one of my favourite articles, you guys saw it throughout the week, it was Hot Pie from Game of Thrones has opened up a real-world bakery called You Know Nothing, John Doe.
It's brilliant. It's such a great play on words. We're so proud of young Hot Pie for...
That's unreal.
Yeah.
I think... I love it. I love it.
I'm not too sure if he's a baker in real life or not, but it did beg the question, and we got to thinking, what it would be like if other characters from Game of Thrones came into our world now and jumped into the workforce? And what kind of jobs would they be getting into?
All right, so I'm going to start Hodor. He's going to go into the business of doorstoppers.
Hold the door. Yeah, it took us about five or six years to get to that one little joke, though, didn't we?
Brilliant.
I think the Red Woman, Melisandre, also known as, you know, getting things wrong. So originally she could have had a place where you could get readings, palm readings, but, you know, she got that wrong in the show, if you've seen the show.
Yeah.
So then we thought, how about anti-aging creams? Because she somehow, you know, but we have seen when she takes off the anti-aging cream, so maybe she should put that as a discretion on her products. But yeah, that'd be a good product for her.
I think Aya, our favourite, one of my favourite characters.
Absolutely,
she has a lot of faces in the show, as we saw last week when she wasn't recognised by her direwolf.
I thought she was recognised. See, I think it was more of like a, I know who you are, but that's not me. That's not you. That
interesting.
Kind of
a lot of interpretations there, but. Yeah, a lot of faces. I thought she could be an improv teacher, teaching how to put on a mask, put on a face, bit of acting, you know, acting coach, Aya. That could be a good one for her.
That's a dangerous one, though.
Here's one for you. the hound goes into the dog grooming business.
But nothing with fire.
No, nothing with fire.
Nothing with heat. Nothing with heat to dry the dogs off.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right, so the good old Mountain, he needs to do some Everest tours. He's a really strong guy. He can crush somebody's skull with his bare hands, so he should be able to crush that ice with his bare hands on the way up to the Everest.
I was wondering how you were going to justify that, because I couldn't think of many instances when you're on a mountain tour when crushing heads would be a thing that you'd need.
No, totally.
One other one that we could that could go into the workforce, Jon Snow. He's the commander of the Night Watch, and perhaps he could go into the business of selling night watches. So maybe a few glow-in-the-dark, luminous watches.
Ones.
Totally. Some nice top-end kind of ones.
Hey,
so you can see them.
I'd
get one as well.
Yeah, me too.
He's a good little play on words there.
Hey, what are your predictions for the episode today? Got any hot scoops?
I think, like I said before, since the early two episodes were kind of setting everything in motion, I think a lot of things, unexpected things are going to happen. Just like in the last part of the recent episode where a bunch of stuff happened. Because now we've got, obviously, spoiler alert. We're not going to talk major spoilers, what we think is going to happen, because none of us have seen the show.
Yeah.
I'm certain that another character from, it could be any of them, is going to die. I think something huge is going to happen with the Daenerys storyline. You know, it's a ramifications of, you know, part of her army's gone.
Yeah, it's
cool. What do you guys reckon?
Yeah, it's a big blow to her. It will be interesting to see how the episode plays out. Will this be the episode where we get the Daenerys and Jon meet up? Everyone's been waiting for that for quite a while now.
Well, in the trailer, they think they sort of tease that there's Jon walking into Dragonstone, so I'm pretty excited.
I'm very excited as well. It's going to be coming out in the next few hours, I think, so...
Yeah, at 11 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, did you guys realize Rick and Morty comes out today as well? It's
like
the double whammy.
Really?
It's going to be so good.
Oh, yes. That's mental. So, episode 2, Rick and Morty, and episode 3, Game of Thrones. We're going to jump into a song. This is Summer Bummer by Lana Del Rey. Little cheeky language warning on this one. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.